You're listening to SBS News.
An up-and-coming federal government minister is under pressure as secret phone recordings turn accusations of branch stacking on the coalition. In the spotlight after a Nine Network investigation, Assistant Treasurer Michael Sukkar and backbencher Kevin Andrews have been forced to deny using taxpayer-funded electorate staff for mass party recruiting. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has spoken out in their defence.
Well, I think it's a matter for Michael Sukkar and Kevin Andrews, who've stated the fact that they have done nothing wrong. They've reported the necessary matters that they needed to the Department of Finance. I'm sure the Department of Finance, as it always does, will investigate those matters thoroughly.
Mr Sukkar has been closely linked with Victorian religious right power broker Marcus Bastyan's controversial recruitment strategies, as revealed on last night's 60 Minutes program.
Sign couples or family members up together, tick the box saying they're happy to help at elections, tick the box saying automatic renewal. This saves time next year.
According to phone recordings of Mr Sukkar, he and ultra-conservative party forces tried to use their numbers to oust pro-euthanasia Victorian MPs.
My view is there's four people in the upper house on our side who broke faith. Simon Ramsay, Bruce Atkinson, Mary Waldridge and Ed O'Donoghue. Now I think we can get rid of Simon Ramsay. Potentially get rid of Bruce Atkinson. That's harder, but it's still in the mix. So that's two out of the four gone.
It's prompted an angry response from Victorian Liberal leader Michael O'Brien.
It's the idea that any federal MP would seek to engage or influence a state pre-selection. That's not on. That is absolutely not on.
The revelations have forced Mr Bastyan to quit the party. Clearly I have said foolish and stupid things in my 20s, he said in a statement. I apologise without reservation to those I have offended and hope I'll be wiser and kinder in my 30s. With a recent party audit having already uncovered membership irregularities, Victorian Liberal chiefs are demanding answers. They're calling on any of those featured in last night's report to come forward with information on the branch stacking allegations. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has backed the investigation.
Many Liberals will be shocked and very concerned. By the behaviour and by the language that was used. And I've spoken since that program with the president of the Victorian division, with the state director in Victoria, as well as with the opposition leader in Victoria, and the Liberal Party will be dealing with those matters internally.
The report follows the June sacking of a Victorian minister over ALP branch stacking revelations. And Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says that's a precedent the Prime Minister has set himself that applies now to Michael Sukkar.
Mr Morrison said it was a test for me. We acted. This is a test for Scott Morrison, and it's a test based upon his own words.
But the Prime Minister says these latest allegations are an organisational matter for the party. Gareth Borum, SBS News.